Okay, let's unpack this. You've shared some really compelling material today. A piece that zeroes in on a trend that feels, well, deeper than just market shifts. We're diving into excerpts from women's self-defense, a response to rising safety concerns.
Yeah, and what's truly striking in this source, I think, is how it doesn't just observe a rise in demand for women's self-defense products.
It's more specific than that.
Exactly. It explicitly pinpoints amid rising safety concerns as the, the driver behind it.
Ah, okay.
It's a very direct attribution right there in the text.
That explicit connection really sets the stage, doesn't it?
It does.
So with that in mind, our mission for this deep dive is, well, pretty clear. Let's unpack this relationship. We'll explore what these rising safety concerns might specifically refer to, at least within this source material.
Right, what the text implies.
And maybe how diverse this product demand is, and fundamentally what this direct link tells us about individual agency when people perceive risk.
Acting on that perception.
Exactly. But strictly keeping within the bounds of your provided material here.
Understood. It's about getting to the core of this specific observation quickly.
Precisely. So, after exploring these insights, what does this all mean for you, the listener? Our deep dive into this text has really illuminated a clear trend, I'd say almost undeniable, a notable increase in the demand for women's self-defense products, and crucially, directly attributed to rising safety concerns.
And, if we connect this to the broader landscape, the observation really prompts a critical question, doesn't it?
Which is?
Well, what does such a direct and explicit link between a societal concern and specific consumer behavior, what does that reveal?
About how people are adapting.
Exactly, how individuals are actively adapting to their perceived environment, taking concrete steps.
That makes sense. So this surge in demand isn't merely a statistic or just a market trend.
No, it's more than that.
It's a compelling snapshot, a reflection of human response to perceived reality.
A very specific response.
Right. So as you reflect on this, the question becomes, what does this particular observation tell you about the prevailing sense of safety, perhaps the feeling of safety in today's world?